time for the Morning Munch. And bringing us the Morning Munch one more time this week, Jason Armstrong from Maumee First Presbyterian.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Jason, we've been looking at the most popular baby names the year you were born.
Yeah.
Mind if we check on yours?
1970.
1970. The popular boy names were Michael, David, and James, and girl names were Jennifer, Lisa, and Kimberly. But if you go to 70, Jason starts popping up every year for several years.
My parents are trendsetters.
You started a trend, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right. Well, what have you got to share with us this morning?
Yeah. Well, first, thank you for having me all week.
Oh, it's great.
As we
thank
talked
you.
About yesterday, we don't drink coffee, but you almost turned me into a coffee drinker this week, getting up early and coming in. But I appreciate the time here with you and with everybody on air here. But I was reflecting back on the week, and earlier in the week on Monday, we talked about Genesis and creation and how God brought peace and order to that formless void, that chaos that existed before the earth existed, before it was turned into what it is now. And I thought about the idea of peace and what brings us peace today. And I thought it would be super appropriate on Friday, since we haven't really talked directly about Jesus this week, which would seems like we should, since he's the author and perfecter of our faith. I thought we would dive into Jesus this morning a little bit directly. So I am going to be reading a piece from Colossians this morning. It's going to be Colossians, I'm going to start at chapter 1, verse 15. I'm going to read a little more of scripture than I normally do, but I think this is appropriate for a Friday here where we are. It's sunny, the sun's coming up, it's a beautiful day, and reveals the glory of creation and Christ in that. So join me in the scripture this morning, Colossians 1, 15. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For all things in heaven and on earth were created in him, all things, whether visible or invisible, whether thrones or dominions, whether principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and all things are held together in him. He is the head of the body of the church, as well as the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself may become first in all things. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in the Son, and through him to reconcile all things to himself by making peace through the blood of his cross, through him, whether things on earth or things in heaven. And what struck me in relation to what we were talking about earlier this week is this last part, where it talks about the cross. We can find peace at the cross. We can find that place where we can bring all our chaos, all our sin, all the troubles of the world, we can come to the cross, and at that place we will find peace and find reconciliation. And this idea of reconciliation, of being brought back into proper relationship with God, and through that also proper relationship with one another when we forgive each other. That power, it's something that we, if we're Christian folk, we kind of take for granted. We over and over again come to the cross, come to the cross. But this morning I think it's important that we look at that anew again, and that there is peace found there. But it's peace that you can't find anywhere in this world. We strive to find peace. It was we want to be in. But we can only find the peace of Christ, the eternal peace, the peace that is eternity there. So I encourage you this morning to go back and read that passage in Colossians. It's like I said, it was Colossians 1, 15 through 20. Think about the supremacy of Christ, who Christ is that Paul writes about. And reflect on that idea of peace, where we can find the peace that Paul also writes in other places. It transcends understanding. It is eternal. It's different than any other peace we can find. And it can only be found at the foot of Jesus. So keep coming back to him every day.
Thank you. Can you pray for us?
Absolutely. Lord, thank you for this week. Thank you for your word that we were able to look at together that is full of your spirit and breathe life into us. We also thank you for the cross. Thank you for the peace that is found there. Thank you for the forgiveness that's found there. And I pray that we all continue to go back to that cross every day, finding that eternal peace that can only be found through Jesus Christ. In his powerful name, amen.
Amen. Jason Armstrong from Maumee First Presbyterian.
Yeah.
thank you for joining us all week.
Absolutely. Great, it's my pleasure.
Great week of messages and great way to end on peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
But tell us what you got going on at Mommy First Presbyterian.
Yeah, as we talked about all week, it's still in the same place. It's still at 200 East Broadway.
for centuries.
And we talked a little bit about who we are, what we do, what our mission work we've done. We talked about mission partners the last couple days. And today I just wanted to invite people. We have a meal every Wednesday night, start 30. It's a community meal. Anybody and everybody is welcome to come join us. So if you're in the area, you'd like to have a meal with us, and you'll see me there, come on over.
So it's a meal just to gather together
and just a community meal.
Conversation. It's not like a food bank or
nope. Nothing
like that. Just get the community together.
We just sit and have dinner. And there is some children's programming and junior high program if people are interested. But certainly they're not obligated to be part of that. If they would simply like to come and have a meal with us and hang out a little bit, we invite them.
All right. And what's usually on the menu?
It's random. You might want to go if you are interested in the menu, because some people certainly even have dietary restrictions and things like that. I believe we are going to start posting that on our Facebook page. So
cool.
you can check that out during or probably on Monday or Tuesday next week and see what we're having for dinner.
So, but probably never things like liver and onions or
nothing
unique
that it's all food that I like. So.
Ah, okay. You're going to be there every week, so
I will be there. Yes, and if anybody is interested more, like I said, I think on Wednesday I'm going to be preaching on the Moses passage on Exodus 3 and 4. So this Sunday, so if you're interested in hearing more about what I said on Wednesday, come to the website, come to the church, go to YouTube. You'll find our services online.
All right. And what time are the services, and what's your address?
They are 9 a.m. and 10:45. 9 is modern. 9 is the modern service. 10:45 is the traditional. And the website. Website is firstpresmommy.org.
And what's the address of the church?
Address is 200 East Broadway, Maumee, Ohio.
Thank you so much, Jason. It's been great hearing from you this week.
My pleasure.
Great week of messages, and hey, hopefully you'll be back.
Yeah, I look forward to hopefully you inviting me back.
Yes, of course. All right, thanks, and God bless. Appreciate it.
Same to you. Thank you.
It is 7:35.